最
寂寞
寂寞心中
想就关多端的就不是端的就不是这那边的三千出马来说三千说端的就是那么想就关多端的就不是端的就是你的三千多三千出马来说
One more?
三千说端的南无巴多达那迦斯杰达杰杰杰杰杰萨那摩揭阿多拉多巴拉修那。
One more.
刚才，
가상디 육조골들의 빼나 다 주와도 싫으신 것도 가상원주 주와 싫으시도 와 육조골들아 이나야다 가소라 다 삼도 로지 티 다 주와도 싫어도 이나야고 지기 지기 대화요 바시 슈구다 마 죽든지 고추 다 땅이 딘데시 찍 바시 다 님도 지기 지기 대화요 바시 주와 시가다 就是静满的专心，其他那后面都是不对的。
So maybe a little bit on the exam for the previous module. Yeah. So you were given four questions to write about, isn't it? To write, yeah. Although you have four separate questions, but your answer should be written in such a way that that they form one coherent picture, because the questions, the answers, or the subject, the areas covered by those questions are anyway interconnected, right? So if you can write your answers to those four questions in such a way that they form, you know, this one coherent picture, then I think that will be better.
Yeah. 다 직도 강해요. 소소마 뒤에도 강해요. 다 직 대로 아 가리는 대로 로스마 뒤에도 강라. 반에 보기 미치라. 잡숨 못 간듯이. 너 잡숨 못 쳐지. 미들다 잡숨 못 쳐지 아니지. 만족이 잡수도 사기 산지 취 긴든 세대 디데르다 데라니 캠바디데 요다 자바디데 요다 누바디데 요다 겨베기 누바 요다 하시니 삼로도 지들 소소용원이 디세 잡도 같이 고기 요래 어때 다 님부직.
So for example you should imagine that you are, you know, explaining what the three jewels are to somebody who doesn't know, yeah. Isn't it? You're supposed to introduce the three jewels to that person and help the person gain an understanding. And for example, the Buddha. Buddha possessed the qualities of Kenzen Musunga, knowledge, mercy, and power, the ability to protect you from all the sufferings, for example, isn't it?
어, 다 대신에 밖에다 나는 자와 용사 용사된 캠페인들 두고 두고 저서 대대기 다 밖에 나는 산재기 연대 이제 시행도 하나 밖에다 밖에 누바 용화된 제외 돈에 있고요 자와 용화된 캠페 돈에 캠페 캠바는 치다와 캠바 진입의 캠바 수가 뒤에는 탈도는 바 밖에 자와 용사 시로 우리 파 시행도 하나 밖에다 가르쳐 말해 치 뺐나 치다와리고 연대에서 도사들 두고 도와 도우생다 연대결에 선물 땅에 동안 된대게 돈에다 먼저 높은 망주 채워져야 뒤에도 가는 때에서 띵삽을 찍고 해야지 어디를.
So you know, using the Buddha as an example, isn't it? Right. There are eight qualities, right? The Buddha jewel is said to possess those eight qualities. And essentially, the eight, the primary ones are the qualities of knowledge, mercy, and power, isn't it? Right. But the quality of power is derived that from the power, the quality of mercy. And why is that the quality of mercy? Because there is the quality of knowledge, isn't it? It comes back to the quality of knowledge. Yeah? And if you remember, the quality of knowledge is essentially a knowledge of the mode of phenomena, how things exist ultimately, right? And a knowledge of the diversity of the diversity, yeah, phenomena, yeah? Meaning basically realizing the two truths, yeah. And of these two types of knowledge, the principal one is the knowledge of the final nature of reality, isn't it? Right. It all goes back to that, isn't it? Right. So since all of you have done quite a fair bit of study, looked at the qualities of the three jewels in quite a lot of detail, yeah. So when you write, your answer should have some profundity.
Too much what? Too much joy? 그렇습니다. 지도에 따니 어떻게 나야 되래? 딘데에게 돈 따니 따 뺏어 주바래. 따 딘데에 선물 당시 때에서 띵서부시 때에서 봐. 록지 아니스. 록 아니 선물 당이 따니 직후에 계시모래.
Anyway, What I've just said is just one of the possible scenarios, isn't it? Just to give you an idea, perhaps. You know. But the important thing is you have to think well before you write. You have to think about stuff, you know, and then how you want to approach the topic, yeah, before you write, yeah. And then as you write, you should also think. You know, the point of the exercise, you know, with regards to the question on the three jewels, is that at the end of the day, you know, you should then discover, you feel that the three jewels have the power to protect you. And that is the flavor that you're supposed to give, right? To the person you're explaining to, isn't it? You're imagining, you know, that's the scenario, right? So that's one of the aims, isn't it, right? To feel, you know, that, oh, really, the three jewels, really, you know, they have all the capacity, you know, ability to protect me from suffering. Then as for getting question three, isn't it, right? So
Sumashibati
or right? So it is said that the nature of our mind, the nature of the mind is clear light, isn't it? And then the Dharmakaya, the truth body, enlightened activity of the truth body is always emanating spontaneously and effortlessly, emanating uninterruptedly, engaging sentient beings. So how do you put the two together? How do you... Then how does, and how do you put together to show that that we, all of us, have within us the natural propensity, capacity, potential to be enlightened? Right, you have to think. So, from the side of the Buddha, they have all the power, capacity to benefit us, help us, sentient beings, yeah, through the enlightened activity. And from our side, we have always had the potential, the Buddha nature, the Tathagata essence, isn't it, to begin with, right? So, when these two come together, then you talk about enlightenment, isn't it? And when you talk about enlightenment, you know, so you're the basic constituent, then you talk about enlightenment, isn't it? So then that's where, again, there's a connection to the presentation of the seven Vajra topics, isn't it? If you have an alternate view to what was presented, you can also present your view. That's fine. For example, you can argue that not all sentient beings possess the lineage, which means not all sentient beings can be enlightened. You can state your, you, that's what you feel, you can say, no, not all sentient beings will become enlightened because of such and such and such a reason. You know, you can, it's okay. You state, you see, why, you know. So, another example for perhaps you can argue if that's what you feel. You can say the Buddha does not possess the power to benefit, to help all sentient beings, because if he does, for example, he is no different from a creator God. No, you can argue then. You know, you can also state your reasons of why you think Buddha does not have the power to benefit all sentient beings. Not all sentient beings can be benefited by Buddha. You know, whatever the point here is, whatever position you take, it has to be thought out. You must have, yeah, you must stand for what you believe. That's another way of saying it.
Okay, you clear? Are you clear what I'm saying? Oh no. Consulta. Chesa, that you.
So, you shouldn't feel any pressure or stress, you know, behind this exercise. It's completely voluntarily, in that all that is being asked of you is that you write what you feel and what you think. That's all, right? That's all.
Oh, took chini chana. Pesan tak kasi kita dunia semtuju dange mendo segi yare. Oh, dange mendo segi. Kenapa?
And there are some people who said that there is not enough time, yeah. But actually, whether it's 3 weeks, 2 weeks, or 1 month, the thinking is the same. The thinking behind the exercise is still the same.
For example, I've
gone through this. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking my example. Yeah. My spirit example.
You know, there were times that I thought, okay, I was gonna give myself 3 months for revising this for this particular exercise or exam. You know. Although I gave myself 3 months, but the first 2 months, because there was so much time, I didn't do much. Yeah. Then I cram everything into the last month.
Yeah, I think we're all same, I think. Huh? Must be same. No? Okay. Yeah, could be. So I'm just... could be that some people, that day I said 2 weeks, maybe that day people already start. Some of you maybe already start.
Yeah,
some of you haven't started.
Yeah,
So those who didn't start, they say, I need more time. Those who already started, I think they have enough time.
Right.
Yeah, the point is that. Oh, that's what I'm trying to tell. The point is that if I give 1 month, or 3 weeks, or 2 weeks, if you want to write, I think this time is there, I think, enough.
There's greater benefit, you know, to engage in such a kind of exercise, you know, where you have to write what you think, yeah. And in fact, the greatest benefit is to do it orally. You present your answers. Because you're only able to do that when you're able to speak with confidence, isn't it? Or write when you speak with confidence. It shows how much you know, yeah. Because sometimes we think we know, we just sit there and listen, we think we know. But you really know when you're asked to present. Then you know whether you know or not, yeah. So that's why I think, yeah. So this exercise is important. It's we learn so much more through in such a way.
Yeah.
The subject matter for this module is what is it called? The wheel weapon, right? The mind training. Called the wheel weapon or wheel of sharp weapons. Yeah. There's no sharp in Tibetan, okay? It says wheel weapon, okay? but I thought maybe to talk a little bit on the 8 verses of mind training first. So this will take maybe 2 lessons, and then we will proceed on with the actual text.
Yeah. So
the word lojong, the Tibetan word lojong, literally means to train the mind, all right? Explaining such a genre of teachings, the mind training teachings, yeah, is easy. It's not difficult. And understanding these teachings also comes about quite easily. Yeah, it's not difficult, basically, yeah.
So this
particular genre of teaching is called the mind training. It's not difficult to explain, and it's not difficult to understand, but it's very difficult to practice.
When
we talk about mind training in general, there is the mind training of the person or small capacity, the mind training of a person of medium capacity, and the mind training of a person of great capacity. But when we use the word lo zhong or mind training or thought transformation, yeah, so this particular genre of teachings refers primarily to the training of a person of great capacity. So the 8 verses of mind training, this particular text, is a text dealing with the mind training of a person of great capacity. I guess many of you are familiar with the origins of these teachings, yeah, on mind training or on bodhicitta. Yeah. There is a lineage of Mahayana mind training passing from Manjushri to Nagarjuna and Shantideva. Yeah. That system of cultivating bodhicitta is called the instruction of exchanging self and others. Then there's another system of generating bodhicitta that came from Maitreya and was passed down to Asanga and so forth. So that system of cultivating bodhicitta is called the sevenfold cause and effect instruction.
Oh, tuxine. That tene ma kaso pagi. That shiwale ne ma gudebe. That dashi nyamji gi kunde. That chanju semjuangi. Kaso ne. Rimbati. Ane kaso ne. Tene ma gudebe. That ma chungche. That silimba. That silimbe kabla to da tere. That jasi.
So these instructions for cultivating bodhicitta were passed down in their respective lineages, yeah. And I think it was during the time of the Lama Silingpa that these two lineages were combined. So as you many of you are aware, so Lama Atisha traveled for 13 months in a ship, yeah, in a boat, yeah, and coming all the way to current day Sumatra, to receive these instructions for cultivating bodhicitta from Lama Salingbaya. Sivana Vipiyan.
Otele, Selim Chuki Chakwa Sokta. Otta Tushini Tundayin, Tatiyan Shambakangare, Pejik Tindegi, Anitama Samo Yodebashi, Anitji, Oneji, Sikshi, Aninyamling Sensi, Tang Oneji, Dawa Chukmar, Chungi Chuksum Sudo, Tuzu Tundu Marwa, Shiviji Oneji, Rang, Sokta Tangshi, Tatiyan Tushin Alevita, Tatiyan Tangwa Chabashi Nyagishido, Anipevilu Kyunadwa, Tatiyan. Take a carcass, not pocket chugging and nature, cow cuts chicken. What did Uncle Namda get on a shit together?
So, in, if we look at the life, the story of Lama Atisha, so indeed you will see that, you know, he traveled, you know, spent 13 months traveling in those days, yeah, 13 months in a boat, putting up with, you know, the dangers, you know, to the life and so forth, you know, in order to receive these instructions for cultivating bodhicitta. Yeah. So these examples show us, you know, how, you know, how much hardship they were willing to endure in order to receive the teachings. Yeah.
What did it? At today's don't want to give them a number to Samayana, and he wants to church yellow, church, church, yellow, collect in the general Yamaro. What did it? That him Tindig and Sipolita, Sim Shoot on Tunyachi Metogon, and Tumjetra Kapurva. Yamne Chisic, Topaja, Pesimisibal, and Yakron, and Munichi Tabadan, Tindigic, Pesimazo, you have Kapurva.
So if we if we look at the life story of these great masters of the past, you know, then comparatively speaking, you know, whatever inconveniences or discomfort or hardship, so to speak, that we may experience in learning the Dharma and practicing the Dharma is nothing. It pales in comparison, isn't it, right? So this shows that, you know, if we don't want something, if we don't have strong yearning for something, if we really do not want, you know, if we don't have that, you know, strong urge, really wanting whatever it is, we will never achieve it. Yeah. So without that kind of yearning and that kind of devotion and faith, you know, it is impossible to develop any experiences and realizations of the Dharma.
What did it? Chazanta, Tishikubare, and it's chicta, chicton tinsanchina, that chewing yambasinata, chick topa mevasita, kawaii and nyecho shushire, that shushu shire, lavatach, chick topa mevatoshi, lavatachi.
But actually, if you look at the situation these days, yeah, the Dharma is readily available, yeah. You can listen to the Dharma anytime, anywhere. There are so many materials available for us to consult and to read, isn't it?
So, no need to go 13 months by the ship. That too, sir. That today you are the inaya, that.
It happens to all of us in that, you know, when we, after listening to the teachings, you know, and after a while, you know, then we, you know, when we are, when we, let's say, you know, hear again a teaching on the practices of a person of small capacity, you know, we have this attitude, and we think and we say that, oh, this is something that I've heard before. Or when we are, you know, again learning the Mahayana teachings, you know, like thought transformation, mind training, we think and we also say, oh, this is something I've heard before. Basically, what are we thinking when we have that kind of worldview? What are we thinking when we say those kinds of things? We are basically saying, in one way or another, that those teachings are of no benefit to my mind, isn't it? In one way or another, that's what we mean, isn't it?
Another way saying, boring. No? I don't know, that's maybe the right word. It's boring, you know? Maybe that's the right word, I don't know. Tati, chinedwa. Tati say, ane, tatagare, tine maya, si, kasore, ta shung takpore, chik chabay nane. Tati, ngala nyamne chere mido, tak tashas. Ngala nyar ko mido, ngala nyamne chere peto mido, sikirwa. Yang, si, ngala nyoktaji dwa sema, yang, si, zirang shinle de, zirta. Ti ngala peto mido, ti, tak tashas. Pandomid, Yaman Shell, Pandokim to Sinyachi. And say, not as you
later. Or when we meet, when we study something more challenging, a difficult text, then because it's difficult for us, then we think, oh, this is something that doesn't benefit me. I cannot benefit my practice. This is something that I don't need. It's too complicated. Then, you know, again, you know, another kind of complication, you know, I mean, arises in our mind, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, toshin, that too sometimes not today. Sure, you go out there, and Yamba Nashi, and Puggy, one is you, Puggy, Kasore, and Titology, or dear Tigmund, dear Tigmund, said the medication. She says, and it's also one of the same you are tired, hard one of the summertime.
So, and basically, we go on. Piling up our minds with all these complications. This teaching is not working out for me. This is of no benefit. This is of no need. This is, you know. So then we end up with these piles of complications, you know. And then we feel, oh, none of it is effective for my mind.
So the
mind training teachings actually exposes, you know, all our faults, you know. Basically, you know, it's telling us, you know, one, you know, what are the faults that we have, you know, one by one, you know. It's like a doctor who tells us, you know, who are all of our all the sicknesses, the medical problems that we have, you know. And the whole point of that, you know, exercise, yeah, is to then to see the need to change ourselves, basically, yeah.
What did this mean? That logic in your mind present that did the chat is what did they put it? Just that. たったんだてな、あ、それ。じゃさん、かてんのラムレンのかてんのたかれ、かてんのちにんとかな、たし。てな。ちょかとにゃばいな。そそだ、ラムレンごらんごとは。そそだし、そそそそしゅだたいし。てちどにぎゅすん、そそそじゅんしゅだたい。わてでちどだ、そそじゅんごそんしゅど。だ、ちょにゃぷしちぐせラムレンごねてそだとは。
As for the purpose of listening to teachings, it is said at the beginning of the stages of the path to enlightenment, yeah, in those in the Lambrin, right? It is stated very clearly that the purpose of listening to the teachings is to correct our own faults, to rectify our own faults on the basis of recognizing and acknowledging them. Yeah? So the purpose of listening to the teachings, for example, these the purpose of studying, you know, these what mind training teachings, is just to do that, yeah? To recognize our own faults and then to rectify them. And the purpose is not to help us identify the faults in others. Yeah. So therefore, it is important right from the beginning to not get the purpose and the motivation wrong. Well, it is said that in the teachings that if our exercise in learning the Dharma, in listening to the Dharma, then leads us into digging out the faults of others and identifying the faults of others, no? Then we are sorely, really mistaken.
Yeah.
So if that happens to us, right? If we study the Dharma in order to pick out the faults, to identify the faults in others, then mind training becomes impossible, right? So therefore, it's mentioned that it's very much emphasized in the teachings, yeah, that from very day one, we must not get our purpose and our motivation wrong for listening to the Dharma. Yeah. So whenever we are in such a situation, whenever we are listening to these teachings or we are learning them, then we should remind ourselves that, oh, this is the purpose, yeah, is to identify my own faults and then to rectify my own faults. Yeah.
Before
we start, each teaching session, we always recite the verse of going for refuge to the three jewels, and then generating the mind of enlightenment, isn't it? Right. So the purpose of reciting that verse is to actually think about the meaning of the verse and to generate the thought, right? Thinking that I am going to receive or listen to these teachings for the purpose of achieving enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Generating the mind of enlightenment essentially means developing that yearning, right? An aspiration to achieve omniscience, full enlightenment, for the benefit of others. Yeah? That is what a mind of enlightenment is, right? So if we yearn for enlightenment in order to accomplish our own purpose,
then it doesn't become the mind of enlightenment. It doesn't become bodhicitta, isn't it?
我读起来真的长他经常带我的忙起他跟着想去生的东北送去用个月的啊你这东东啊个东北送来讲讲这个想去生的东北送来搞了你不能提了生下了生这个全部是这个意思呢他给了他们家这个月的你不提了好吧
Many of us here have already received the Bodhisattva vow and also some even the Tantric vow, right?The essence of the Bodhisattva vow is essentially making the promise, you know, the oath, taking the oath to work for others, yeah, only, solely that, yeah, to achieve enlightenment solely for that purpose, yeah.
我读起来这样的，当我都忙起这天了，他都没两百呢，我谈起来，谈起来怎么现实嘞？啊你？냠냠가요만나심기세바나고좀바시레마동원심기야가보래미도가그와도직등기야래나동바숨기야래나냠냠나삼도마동바라와다들어도냠못들들
although you know we take these vows but essentially if you look at the reality these vows that we have taken are justliterally become a mere promise only. Yeah, nothing more than words. Yeah. So we take the vows and, but you know, there's supposed to be an attitude of bodhicitta, which of course, we don't, eh? It's something that we don't have, isn't it? And, after taking the vows,then there's supposed to be the practice, isn't it? The practice is being bodhicitta and cultivating and increasing it, isn't it? Of which we do not have, yeah. So actually ours, the kind of promises that we make are essentially empty ones, yeah. Yeah, we are all like that, isn't it?
어떻게니다돈다다뜨래다가르쳐나보기돈다대로쏘는뜨래다냠내치당길이못숨기여래当我说讲不着升级去，啊，你常说什么东北说呢？但你们俩看得起我嘞，是那罗中青年嘛的嘞，啊，罗中青年没搞到，他他不是你们俩去送给我嘞，哦，他不是你们俩，他这个女的他不是你们俩送给我嘞，那这个他妈的小老百姓你们俩送嘞，等到人家升级，常说什么东北说，我们常说就是升级，常说什么东北说呢？但你们俩看得起我嘞，是那个。다무슨체념만되겠다그통통직이돈에아니지차성지나용수순에맞대신말이어디
So if you ask what is the practice that should come after generating the mind of enlightenment and then taking the bodhisattva vow, what was the practice that comes after? So the practice that comes after that is explained in a very condensed way in thethis short text called the 8 verses of mind training. Yeah. So the practice essentially is a combination of method and wisdom. Yeah. And the first 7 verses of the text deals with the method aspect of the path. Yeah. And the last verse deals with the training in wisdom.
최선다로종세딩원해지다但南北兄弟他去越南，越南的我那些解决点啥的，罗兄弟娘来做那有关系。我提前给了，家长他罗兄弟娘来的没办法呢，都得提了。但我知道，翁修些看多些的，他提给我是什么句话做没办法的，是吧？就是什么东北兄弟提给句话做没办法的，是吧？啊，啊你大哥那些他那是不长期，啊你是。나타야당나로중몽부치야당나당지치겠다내다삼도주화주화세대가고래어때요
So if we want to ask, you know, what should be the characteristic, you know, of real Dharma practice? How should we, you know, what is it that defines, you know, the what's kind of the hallmark of Dharma practice? the hallmark has to be this mind training. Right. That's the real Dharma practice. Just taking initiations and reciting sadhanas, that will not change the mind. Or even just taking the bodhisattva vow without having trained the mind in such a way, taking the bodhisattva vow alone does not change our minds. Reciting mantras alone don't change our minds. Doing study, just studying the Dharma doesn't change the mind. Yeah, it's very difficult. Yeah, for the mind to be changed by these things. Yeah.
Oh, 최상 다 두신에 다 랑기 로디 규화 땅과시 다디 삼로 땅치. 그러와 소속이다 삼로 땅치 규화 조과시 소속이 삼로 땅배터네 소속 삼로 규화 조과시 뭐도 시.
So how can we change our mind for the better? There is only one way out. The way out, the way to transform the mind is to think, is to change our way of thinking. Yeah. So there is no other way out. So to reflect, to think.
최상
It's very clear if we all look, you know, honestly at our own lives, you know. You know, even those of us who have been learning, so-called being exposed to the Dharma, being in contact with the Dharma for a very long time, 20, 30 years. But actually, we have nothing to show for, isn't it? There's no progress whatsoever, isn't it? It doesn't matter how many mantras we have recited. It doesn't matter how many prostrations we have done, what all these practices. But because we never ever sat down to change our mind or way of thinking, we never practice the meaning of Dharma, mind training. Therefore, we find ourselves pretty much the same as we were when we started, isn't it? There's no right, real, you know, transformation. Yeah. So the fault lies in not having practice. Yeah. Mind training.
Oh, 독신이 진짜 나도 아니 지다 야로 만들어가 누르 줘야지. 나 독신이 아니지. 공도 싫어 줘, 시간 싫어 줘, 아니 지금 남도 싫어 줘. 어떤데 다 노대시. 진짜래 대 조조 되게 싫어. 제작과 로중이 냠내는 쓰는 오늘 지금 랑기랑기 균주지 않고 무슨 당시 안 좀 무슨지 대라 좀 받담배. 내가 대라 두대시 어떻게.
So not only have we not improved, but perhaps, you know, we may have even degenerated, you know. Over time, you know, we get more anger, you know, more afflictions, you know, more disturbance in the mind, you know, more discursive thoughts, you know. So if we look honestly, then if that may really be the case. Of course, all comes back to not having really practiced So, you know, when the teachings tell us, you know, our faults, you know, we really have to look in our own minds, you know, and to recognize and to acknowledge, yeah. And it also makes the way we listen to the way we learn the Dharma makes a difference, our attitude, isn't it, right? So if we have trust, you know, and trust and faith, you know, and respect, and these things, you know, for the speaker, the instructor, then these things, then we will take, you know, those teachings, instructions to heart, right? Then we will actually look in, you know, ourselves and see, oh yeah, I have this fault, I have that fault. You know? Otherwise, if we don't know how to listen, then at most, you know, we may be physically present and we hear, oh yeah, he's saying this, he's saying that, yeah, there's this fault, I have this fault, and all, we have this fault and what. But that's about it. We register you know, what is being said. But we will never ever think, you know, we will never ever look at ourselves and then, you know, and then acknowledge, you know, that we actually have those problems,
yeah.
That's why, right at the beginning of the stages of the path to enlightenment, the practice of correctly relying on the virtuous friend is taught, isn't it, right? If you, from the side of the listener, if you have strong yearning for the Dharma, and then if you seek out the Dharma, if you listen to the Dharma from somebody that you really can devote to, somebody who, you know, you feel you can trust, somebody who affects your mind in a very positive way, somebody you really believe in, you know. So when these two come together, when these two conditions come together, from your side yearning, and then from, yeah, basically yearning, and from your side, you have that trust, you know, you will listen to the Dharma from somebody that you really have faith in. And then, even if you receive a very short teaching, yeah, that teaching will be very effective for the mind.
Yeah.
So if you receive instructions and teachings from somebody that you really have a lot of faith in, and combine with your own really strong interest and in a yearning for wanting to learn that thing, and then even if you receive very short teaching instruction, it's very effective for the mind. Yeah. So in the stages of the path, they talk about the defining characteristic of the student who relies on the teacher, isn't it? And one of the defining characteristics that a suitable receptacle for the teachings must have is being diligent, somebody who has strong yearning for the Dharma. So you see, when you have these conditions, when these conditions come together, from your side you have strong yearning, and if you receive teachings from somebody who you really feel something for, faith, trust, devotion, whatever how you call it, then the teachings then become very effective.
Yeah. Oh,
So when there's a coming together of these conditions, you know, then you will experience, you'll taste, you know, the teachings, you will see a positive change, and you will really want the Dharma, yeah. And when that happens, you know, that's That's what you can call receiving blessings. Yeah, you know, whether you call it receiving the blessings or the virtuous friend or receiving blessings of Buddha, whatever you call it. Our point is that's what blessing is. It is a transformation of the mind. Yeah.
What did the Zanta Sanje Chile Chuba Sedata? Did a Kosho to Watanam Justa, Josanko, Trisha Santa Sanje Chile Chuba Sedata. The one is you pocket team, but it's a Sanje Chile Chuba Santa, Consatella Sanje Chile, also Chugu Yoda.
And that is what, you know, receiving this blessing, your mind transformed. That is that it means, you know, that the Buddha's enlightened activity have engaged you. You know, as we say in verse 27, because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive. Yeah. That's the meaning, isn't it? When our mind changes, yeah. So the person whose mind has changed is the person that has been engaged by the enlightened activities of the Buddha. Yeah. So in the section on correctly devoting to the virtuous friend, where we meditate on our own gurus as Buddha, one of the reasons posited is that the guru is Buddha because he's the agent of all the Buddha's activities, isn't it? But it is only when our mind changes through learning and listening to the instructions of our own virtuous friend, and then having a positive experience, the mind has transformed in a positive way due to those practicing those teachings. You know. Only when we, you know, have some experience of this, and then you know, this reasoning works for the mind. You know, this reasoning, then you know we can start to see. Oh yeah, really, yeah. You know, the virtuous friend is the agent of all the Buddha's activities. Yeah.
What in the shop? Just on that, did it just on that? Chuck and Chapman, Tapana Katuina, Pogita, Ningbody, some of those Ningbody Malava Cooker, Kandu Chavina, Mani Tambaina, Chal Chavina, and sort of Nisha Chuni Chavina, Katuina Dati, Munichi, that Muichi, but it seemed to hear she beings, or Dati, Katuina, singing on Machava Singway, Chishapare, or Roti, this.
We must never lose the meaning of Dharma in whatever we do. Whether we are listening to the Dharma, learning the Dharma, reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, making prostrations, or whatever it is that we do, we must never ever forget the purpose, behind those things. What is the essential purpose, the meaning behind those activities? It is all for subduing our mind, disciplining our mind. We must never ever forget this. This should be in the back of our mind all the time. All the time, yeah. You may remember that in Shantideva's engaging the Bodhisattva deeds, you know, he said very clearly that if we engage in our activities, you know, be it prostrations, reciting mantras, you know, whatever that we do, if we do it with a distracted mind, if we do recitations, for example, prayers, study, listening to Dharma, whatever it may be, If we do it with a distracted mind, then all those activities become meaningless. He said very clearly that they will not fulfill their purpose. So why all these activities become meaningless if we do them with a distracted mind? Because if the mind hasn't changed for the better, then it is meaningless, isn't it? The purpose has not been fulfilled. Yeah.
Oh, 제가 틀에 어떻게 쓰래? 다만 저 양 틀에 나 얘기 얘기 양 섭도 찍발 거 타고 되대시. 너가 틀에 제가 깜놀다 출시 니 세대고 가보도 와. 얘기 얘기 양 쌤들랑 제 대대시래 틀에랑 쌤들 대시래요.
But somehow, our minds always remain very hard, very stubborn, isn't it? Yeah, you know, we hear about these things, but then we continue to hear, to listen, but yet, you know, the mind still doesn't change. Yeah? Very, very hard, yeah? Very solid.
Yeah?
So the first verse is determine to obtain in order to obtain the highest aim or to achieve the highest aim for all sentient beings who are more precious than a wish fulfilling jewel, then I shall hold them dear at all times.
어떻습니? 다 랑기만에, 다 다니스도 걸라 랑기만에 아니 다 심지 탐지에서도 지경 말려봤어. 다 그러봐 아니 지다 다 이신도 보래 하고 닦고 그랬어. 어 근데 소해.
The verse is saying that from my own side. From my own side, I view all sentient beings without exception as more valuable, more precious than the wish-fulfilling jewel.
어떻게 제가 뒤가보다 갈수 왔다 뒤 보기 갈수래. 한 사람 못 보이지 딴 것도 와. 그러봐, 니지. 조조, 따, 디갑라, 티래. 신, 제발, 신배, 로, 서지, 개국이여래. 어떤데, 티래. 그러봐.
The first verse, is highlighting the need to, generate, the mind that cherishes others.
어떻게니? 다 대치도 다 이신 누보를 학발했어. 다 가서라 다 가시나 뛰어도 앞에나 이신 누보다 심지어 이 다와래서 다 다위 준생지 숨겨래 이신 누보다 심지어 이 다와래서.
There are couple of things really to think about here. There are some who consider sentient beings to be equal to a wish fulfilling joy.
것이 맞다. 자와 가시나할지도 와. 자와 세리다 이신누보다 아니꾼이 자와 충보신 대시기 하신 것도 와. 이신누보다 심지니 다송 꾼이 다당 충보시요 아래서 대시기도 와.
Yeah, there's some. There are some commentaries who say, who explain that the sentient beings or the wish fulfilling jewel, or the sentient beings are like wish fulfilling jewels. Yeah, it's like.
독신에 다 독신에 제시자인 누가나 답변나 단다 이신의 누보 세리 돈다이 거기 담게 나로 추대바이나 담바 담게 나로 야나. 진짜 다 지나서 추대가이나 관한게 뭐네 딱 가서네 심진기 우보사야기 누가 매발에 지두고 해야만해 그럼
If a wish-fulfilling jewel is stuck in mud, covered with mud, then you will not be able to you will not be able to be of benefit to anyone.
어떻게네? 다 근데 이 신경도 뭐죠? 담게 나는 세지 아니지? 다 담게 나는 세지 아니지? 다 지상의 축제 또 나이다 아니지? 거기 아니 잡아 종아 어떻게라 아니지? 다 야생의 생물 따시 아니 라게 소화다 봐이나 아니 체디 아니 지금 놀러 저거 써봐 매봐 아니 중도해지 송도 봐.
It is said that if one finds a wish-fulfilling jewel, if you take it out of the mud, give it a good clean, anoint it with scented water, and you will to install it at on the top of a victory banner. On the 15th day of the lunar calendar, and then supplicate it. It is said that all your material needs, whatever material any wishes, will be granted.
Oh, that 대당 다 배 대당 충분하시네. 다 돈다니 아니 지금 그 심지어 세디. 대당 충분하신 자야. 심지어 세리, 코랑 누구 샤샤바이나, 코랑 원에, 오늘 수소다시, 보기. 체디 되게, 아니, 탈배 고방, 아니, 탐지집에 고방 세리, 다가 샤샤바이나, 코 원에, 드랑나 되게 많았어. 심지어나 되면 되지.
Likewise, if we leave sentient beings, you know, if our view of the sentient beings do not change, and we just look at sentient beings in the usual ordinary way, then in that state of affairs, then from the side of those sentient beings, they will not be able to give us the happiness of future lives, liberation and enlightenment.
어떻게 다? 심지어 세리, 은행원에 짜증 버렸어. 은행원에 있다, 랑기, 아니지, 주림 손상의 유인방, 아니, 진배 유인방, 수배 유인방. 어떻게 다 아니, 레, 아, 소바, 삼대, 셔럽, 준도, 다, 돈다이, 파르즈, 다, 파르즈, 지금 툭, 유행기, 아니, 은행원에 지금 시도, 인방, 무승제. 아니, 디 믹댄 체제, 아니, 진발랄라, 주림나, 소바꾸면, 딘데지, 충분이나, 아니지, 다, 세대대 왔더래, 탈벽고방 톱투에, 아니, 산지육고방 톱투 그랬어. 소송한, 니네 때바이나, 어때래, 유두시, 두 때바이나.
But, however, if we change our way of looking at the sentient beings by first recognizing that they are the basis for the practice of generosity. They are the objects in relation to whom we can practice ethical discipline, and likewise patience, and likewise joyous perseverance, and the rest of the perfections, right? Then, with that recognition, then focusing on sentient beings as the by focusing on the sentient beings, then if we then practice generosity, cultivate ethical discipline, practice patience, and so forth, then these sentient beings can give us the happiness of this life, happiness of liberation, and the happiness of full enlightenment.
Oh, toxin, tinde si ta yang ko kasore. Oh, tinde ito na, ta chik pagi. Yang ko alayashi. Oh, ishi nubuda, ane chik ta. Ane simjini, dawale, so tinde ito na, yang chik samata anji yungdu ba.
So this is how we can understand, you know, that the sentient beings are similar to this wish fulfilling jewel.
That tanda tere, that tanda nyambo tila kalso orse na tere. That tela pen tamai na, tanda ni simjin di yudu chine. Tela pen tamai na, an dewa tamje chungaisi. An simjin di yudu chise, rangi jebro sumbai na, an diki tamje chungtubaisi. Oti sumbiyore.
So the verse is saying that if we, from our own side, if we were to benefit others, from our own side we benefit others, and from our own side, if we cherish others, then others, those sentient beings, will become the source of our happiness.
Simjala matemaina, city digis, you are never. Some of the time, simjan, tense, till a chick jabbers in Masumaina, one is it, city digis, you are cockle, Tagana shing, and chimeta, tarbetta, said there. Pisces simjala, tense, question, simjala, ten question, timan, tarbetta, said him to one. Tagana is Tamjiji Bukova and Chipper, or simjala matemba, and Pagi Tamjiji Bukova said, Miss Bachelet.
Well, it is clear that the happiness that we experience in this life is dependent on others. Yeah. So if we do not rely on others, there's no way we can achieve many of the happiness and the pleasures of this life. Yeah. Likewise, the bliss of liberation we can never achieve the bliss of liberation without relying on others. Well, then, of course, then enlightenment. Yeah, enlightenment is impossible if we do not rely on others. Yeah. So, yeah.
Just one thing. That thunder nimbo di the lapse nimbo di kagayare karsana ta. Shin jabar singkores roar. Shin jabar singkores. That the shin jabar jimbai na. And there were Tamsha Yuashi. What did it? Chedi Deva, Tarbet Deva, Tamsha Kimbi. Govang said, she and several Zimbaina, Yung Tuash, she and several Mazimaina, Mayuashi. What did it?
So the point that's made here is that if we cherish others, then the happiness of this life comes, happiness of liberation can be achieved. Likewise, the happiness of full enlightenment will also occur. If we do not cherish them, then none of this will happen.
Serap, 심지에서도 이신누구를 사과 잘시 어떻게 말해.
So, not only are sentient beings similar to wish fulfilling jewel. Here, the verse is saying that sentient beings are more precious, yeah, than a wish fulfilling jewel. So, as I mentioned earlier, if we, you know, find a, if we do find a wish fulfilling jewel, and then, you know, and then supplicate, you know, pray to it, yeah, and it will grant us all our material wishes, yeah. But the wish fulfilling jewel can never ever grant us the happiness of the future lives, liberation, and full enlightenment, unlike sentient beings, yeah. So you know, let's through the examples we mentioned earlier, isn't it? If from our own side we train to cherish the sentient beings, then in dependence on the sentient beings, then we can achieve happiness of future lives, happiness of liberation, and full enlightenment. So as such, sentient beings are more precious than a wish fulfilling jewel.
Oh, 죄송합니다. 대수도 학배 다 전쇼 두배 삼배 딘데기 두배 촉 뚝뚝도 와 딘데기 삼도 여배 돈에 아니지다 삼도 딘데시다 내가 딘데시마다 전촉 수도고 돈들은 사람 대화 다 탐재 집에 고방 딘데기 돈 촉도 두배기 아니지다 내가 시배 돈에 아니지 딱도 가도 있는 심지어 수도 간다 제발 송하시.
So the verse is saying that, you know, with the determination to achieve the highest aim, the highest goal, yeah. So if this, all the highest goals, the happiness of future lives, liberation, enlightenment, all will happen if from our own side, if we change our perspective, you know, of sentient beings, and if we cherish them from our own side, then we will achieve all these goals, yeah. So as such, because we ourselves will achieve all these goals, if we change our mind, if we cherish them, as such, then the conclusion then becomes, you know, in the last line, I shall then hold them dear at all, it says at all times, yeah.
Yeah. 다도 제가 짐바를 쇼스에 지금 하나 가시든 가시 하나 짐바를 납스는 것도 와 다 소소 다 틀어 납긴스 다 돈당에 담제셔야 돼 아니 지금 딘데 내가 다 시에시 다 딘데 그 돈 쇼도 두고도 원래 지금 삼도 당시 콜시 딘데 지금 랜도 갈 아니 다 가도 있나 다 심지 제발 지하나 납긴스다 다도 제가 짐바 납스는 거야 알아봐 다 돈도 쇼스도 다 몰람지 보셔야지 다고 누가 침부셔야나 당한 납긴 인생다 승비등도 담자샤야기 안 납긴 인생다 돈다티르 담자샤야로 시래 어티르.
So in the in the normal way it is phrased, these verses always ends with may I do this, may I do that. So in this case, may I hold them most dear at all times, may I cherish them, yeah, at all times. But there are some versions which it's the last line is phrased as I shall hold them, I will hold them most dear at all times. This is more powerful because you know, in the original version it is just a making a wish, isn't it? It's more like prayer, may I this, may I that, you know? But if we change it to I will hold them most dear at all times, essentially, it is more forceful in that you are making a commitment, isn't it? You're telling yourself, this is what I must do.
다든지 담지샤라고 내가 신이 샤고라 다가스 말고 디콩게 던져 두배 삼바이 다든지 삼바디 예배 돈에다 제바스마라 럭인신 담지샤 또 내가 대신 것도 제바스나 아니 캡슨 가리게 내가 대신 담지샤고라
So instead of the usual way, you know, of saying, may I hold them most dear at all times, yeah. In Tibetan, it's Zimba Sho, yeah. So if it is changed to Zimba Lab, I will train, I will cherish them, I hold them most dear at all times. Then it becomes like a pledge, an oath, yeah. But of course, in order for the oath to really be an oath, to be effective, yeah, you first must understand what on earth you're doing, why you're doing it. You must see what's in for you. What are the benefits, you know, of cherishing others, of changing our own worldview of others, right? So, as the verse says, you know, because you're determined to achieve the highest aim. So if you see the benefit, the advantage of cherishing others, then one would then make that oath, take on that pledge and make the oath, isn't it, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 심전당 산제 세디 아니지 산제 터벡이 규인바디 충발했어 나도 줄줄아 죄송하다 그러나 심전당도 산제레스 아니 산제 추룩다와나 산제 추룩을 세다 아니 집어치장을했어 내 윤세 집어치장 인사 아니 가르치니다 산제라 대바치 아니 심지어 낭중 지키유스 시와라게 됐습니다.
Shantideva said in his engaging in the Bodhisattva that since Buddha and sentient beings are equal in being the cause for your enlightenment, then why do you only respect one and look down on the other? Something like that, right?
어, 독신이. 제가 도 섬다이나, 오늘 지금 한 산재 있고, 뭐, 누구이나, 산재를 땡국이 여래. 산재를 맞대 뭐, 산재 있고, 뭐, 도매 여말해. 어, 다가당신, 대단 찍고 지장치. 아니, 산재 있고, 뭐, 도와라. 심지어는 여벌을 땡국이래. 심지어는 여벌을 잡아 숨국이 여래. 심지어는 잡아 마성 뭐, 산재 있고, 뭐, 세대 도야매 말해. 자, 디데에 삼아당도 가나, 산재 있고, 뭐, 다와라. 그니 매도 매로가 차기도 와. 숨졌어야 돼. 그래서 산지의 고봉 톱 누구도나 타베그 삼로유 톱 구구 누구도나 숨지는 네버도다 제발 따고야 어디 숨겨라.
In order to achieve enlightenment, we have no choice but to rely on Buddha. Without relying on the Buddha, there's no way to achieve enlightenment. But likewise, in the same way, in order to achieve enlightenment, yeah. We must rely on sentient beings, depend on sentient beings as well, without which there's no enlightenment. Yeah. As such, you know, then sentient beings are equal, you could say, in weight, you know, as a cause of enlightenment. Yeah. So then for that purpose, you know, then all the more, then we have to, there's another reason basically, to say that from our own side, we have to change our way of thinking and then cherish sentient beings. If, yeah, of course, if we want enlightenment, yeah, that's what we have to do.
Oh, that, rawa, that the middle, that sentient chapter, mason, sanje, pesi misubashira, rawa, dire, that sanje, kobo, top dog, onejing pogi, that, chanju chudu, semke, anichi, tamja, chanju sembeto mason, that, sentient, chen chigi, samayin, shen chapter, senzi, semja tamja, chapter, zimbe, lodi, kokuwa, timena, 아니 산지 고방 세대 두매매 바로 와드려.
So there's no way to achieve the state of full enlightenment without cherishing sentient beings. For the whole point of generating the mind of enlightenment and then taking on the bodhisattva vow, essentially, you know, one is taking the oath, making the pledge to achieve enlightenment. For the purpose, benefit of others, yeah. So as such, if we do not, from our own side, cherish the sentient beings, then how is it possible to achieve enlightenment?
Oh, 또 그래. 다 딘데시다. 먼저 토마르다. 삼로티 국유하래. 오늘 삼로 자칭부 당시. 오늘 심지 탐시자부 숭기 인생이. 오늘 지금 방보다 지금 보기 섬도 자칭 붙이지. 난 내가 시에서 섬도 자칭 붙는데 점점 잡으러 숨겨 있는 섬도디. 나 고개하래.
So the very initial, the first step, you know, in mind training, in moving towards bodhicitta, is to cultivate this very big mind, this big worldview, you know, that, you know, that of course which comes from understanding, you know, all the different points, the reasons and the purpose, you know, what's in for you and so forth, you know. So we need first to have that big worldview that encompasses all sentient beings, that the view that wants to, how to say, to take care, to cherish all sentient beings. So first, we need to cultivate the kind of mind, a very big mind, encompassing mind. Then after that, then what do we do, you know, on a practical level? Because even if you do cultivate that big mind, you know, it is just at the level of, it's just a wish, isn't it? It's just an attitude, isn't it? Because even if we have the attitude, there's no way at that time to be of benefit to all sentient beings, right? We're not in any position to be of any real benefit to all sentient beings. Yeah? So yes, we start off with the big attitude. But then on the practical level, how do you translate it, you know, into practice, yeah? At our level, you know, when we act, basically, how does it, what kind of conduct, yeah, conduct we should have, yeah. So that is indicated in the second verse, yeah, which says, when in the company of others, I shall always consider myself the lowest of all, and from the depths of my heart, hold others, dear and supreme.
Pati, ta one is 무시 신도 가나 오늘 염도 신도 가는데 계신 분이 오셔야지. 그러고 아니 지 땅도다 소수의 땅보기 멤버 송치 독신이 단다 되게 가르 송어서 멤버 매사 송인데 가르치면서 조조 보기 나절기 님보다 나절 나절다 말해 오시고 소수기로 나절 멤버 시고해 뭐 계신 분 잘해. 단 나절지 여봐이나 단 나절 친부지 여봐이나 단 티지 오늘 지다 아니 지
So on the practical level, when you apply that attitude, yeah, in life, yeah. So it says we shall always hold or consider ourselves the lowest of all. Yeah. So this is an antidote to pride. And having a very strong pride creates a lot of problems and disturbance for ourselves. Yeah.
어떻게 제다다 내가 수단 조가 있나 다지 지 틈보 많이 했다 지 다지고 많이 했지 조조 섬에 부담 많이 나 마젤 세들 또 대시다 나 콜레 초이스 어떻게 거 나 콜레 거단 전다이스 어떻게 그 섬보시다 오늘 지 폴레도 가나 미염도
So it says when in the company of others, that means when we interact with others, we should always consider ourselves the lowest of all. Yeah, because when in our interactions with others, we either consider ourselves superior than the other person, or we think that we are equals, isn't it? We are peers, we are equals. Yeah. But that kind of attitude, you know, either holding ourselves more superior or as equal to others, brings about a lot of complications in our interactions or in the relationships with others. Yeah.
독신이 제가 다 계지 셔바이 나래 다 딘데시 오늘 생기 불 유도가 계지 이내 고 오늘 식다 약보 마영시 아니 조부이나 약보 마영시래 아니 계지 시도 약보 마영시 틀라미나 약보 마영시 땅 오늘 식다 땅 오늘 세보래 그러고 다디
This is quite evident from our experiences in life, isn't it? Right? When in our interactions with others, when there are problems in relationships, when there's harmony, when things are, relationships don't go well, it comes because of these attitudes, either holding ourselves as superior, I know better, I'm better than you, or, you know, we are equals, you know.
Oh, 대단장, 안 해지겠다. 어, 메사 숨고야지. 다 저다다. 소소 메사지 숨바이나. 아니지, 오네지 보기. 아니지, 강도 좁아이나요. 아니, 강하면 뭐지. 너와, 어때래. 신기, 통주지, 땅, 온도 잡아이나. 아, 콜리 멤버인, 그 통주가, 땅, 뒤바 좁시, 다 뒤구도 와. 소소 멤버신, 삼바신, 통주 땅바이나, 뒤바인, 그 토아레스. 어때래, 한 삼나까냐, 뭐지. 어때래.
So, if we take a lower position, from our own side, we see ourselves lower, then it makes our interactions with others much more smooth, easier, you know. Yeah. That even because we can tell, right? You know, if we, for example, if we really consider ourselves lower, so if that person says something bad about us, or maybe look down on us, thinking we are lower. When we accept it from the beginning, oh yeah, I'm okay, yeah, that's the reality, I'm lower. Then our minds, we don't get disturbed, isn't it? We don't get disturbed, right? That's quite clear, right?
다람시 로숨 소소 하고 그러 소소 꼬도 뭐 좋아해 세버래 어떻습니까 그거 신해지래 꼬다 조조 배 강도 조지 야보면 것이 다 가져라 두 대시 다 세버래 저는 가다미 가져기 체발에다 세니 세보신다 교인 들에다 세니 무슨 거야 텔레기와 땅고 그러다 아 메사 숨고 그러다 세니 납세 자기야래 어때
The fact expressed in this verse, the implications, it's very clear, yeah. It's not something that is hidden, you know, or obscure, you know. We experience it, yeah, and it's very clear, isn't it, that our ego, our pride, causes problems in our interactions with others, yeah, in our relationship with others, yeah. So the verse, the teachings are telling us where our problem lies, you know. So it's saying that it's our ego, our pride. So we must recognize that, identify that, and then we must do something about it. Yeah.
어 독신이 다 맞아 총으로 당하게 탑시에디 디래 메서 송해 되면 또 메바래 메서 송바이나 다 맞아 명하시 어 탐지에 나는 마셔 마인스 딘데기 섬지 아니 수동 조장 딘데 섬지 오늘 저 생기 딘데 여바지나 아니, 강해 맹어시. 아니, 뒤집고 말했다. 신을 삼바 타파인스. 제가 다 신수도 운해지겠다. 랑대 토아인바. 랑대 자체인바. 딘데 생기 때는 유독하나. 아니, 촉도 다야시. 삼바 타파는 쓰고. 아니, 간해지겠다. 다쳐버려. 어쩌지 그래. 니네세 딘데 시야케 말하고. 삼바 타파는 딘데지다. 랑대 촉인지 딘데겠다. 아. 쇼도 제발 진바 랍스 어떤데 딘데이지 따도보다 랍인스 따도다 딘데이 양치 양 신과에 어떻게
So there's no other way to deal with pride other than to see ourselves lower than others, right? No, yeah. So he says, so I shall always I will. I always consider myself the lowest of all. And from the depths of my heart, hold others dear and supreme. Yeah. So from the depths of my heart means, you know,
not just paying lip service, you know, and saying, oh, you're wonderful, oh, you're so precious, oh, you're so nice, you know, not just, you know, it's not lip service, but from the depths of the heart, you know, to have that that thought, you know. Because on one hand, we have lowered ourselves to the lowest of all, then at the same time, to sincerely feel, you know, to that others are supreme, higher. I guess naturally we will wonder, how is it possible that I am actually the lowest of all? I may be lower than some, but how is it possible that I'm lower than all? Right? Because I am definitely richer than some. I'm definitely some more handsome or pretty than some. I'm more intelligent than some, and you know, what have you, the list goes on, you know. So, I mean, how is it possible? I mean, we may wonder, is it? But maybe we won't think that he's fatter than me.
Okay, we continue. Next time. Okay, awesome.